Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Our legal ID got cut off there, so you're listening to WPRT-FM Pegram, WBUZ-HD2 Laverne. There you go. Now we're legal. How about that? Let's talk some high school football, shall we, Joe? You're in Chattanooga getting ready for these games. Oakland High School finds themselves back in Chattanooga once again. We bring in our buddy Kevin Creasy, the head coach of the Patriots, who is on the line with us. Coach, how the heck are you?
Man, I'm doing good.
You got a big one against Houston tomorrow night. But I want to start with this. Do you feel battle-tested going into this game? I mean, Mount Juliet gave you a close game. You had a tough one against Riverdale, Maryville last week, and always good battles against Maryville. So does that kind of help you with some coaching points going into a championship game, knowing that you're battle-tested?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, we come back from fall break, and, you know, we play Coffee County, that's a playoff team, and then turn right back around and play Ravenwood, you know, that easily could be playing, you know, this Saturday for a championship. Losing a one-point game in overtime, you know, to Ravenwood, so that got our attention. Have a tough regular season region championship with Riverdale. Play a good Lebanon team in the first round. Come right back, play Mount Juliet, down double digits to Mount Juliet. Come back and win double digits to Riverdale the third round of the playoffs, and come back and win. Down against Maryville at halftime, come back and win. So, yeah, definitely the cardiac kids. But the good news is they've been in positions before where they fought back every single game. And, you know, I think this is the seventh game last week that they fought back and at least tied the game up.
Coach Kevin Creasy is with us. So what do you know about Houston? What's some scouting that you have gotten on Houston to take them on tomorrow?
Well, we found out a lot about them last year. You know, they beat us by two scores last year and, you know, have a heck of a coaching staff. A bunch of the guys that used to coach for Germantown back in the day are helping out on the Houston side. And of course, they've got really good players. Last year, it was a 10-9 ball game in a pouring rainstorm in the fourth quarter, and they won the fourth quarter. And a lot of those guys were juniors that year that they beat us. And, you know, a lot of our guys were juniors as well. So it makes sense that we got this matchup, you know, this rematch this week.
You know, we're talking to Oakland head coach Kevin Creasy. You know, Coach, you could probably talk all day about your wins, but it's the losses that you remember. What was the feeling last year leaving Chattanooga knowing that you lost, but at the same time, the motivation it gave you and your coaching staff and your players going into tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, most guys shouldn't need motivation for the state championship game, but I would say that, you know, losing the state championship probably provided a lot of motivation. You know, when we had early workouts in February and then we're staying after school in May, and then we got the hot summer months of June and July and August and preseason with the likes of Lipscomb Academy and Metolley, and then going down to Texas, you know, so all that was motivation to get these guys working, to get back. You know, I think both teams will be motivated once we get there. But ultimately, you know, that's been a long time. That's been 360 something days. And, you know, it's definitely been on our mind. And, you know, we're reminded of it. We got our little silver trophy in the weight room. So, we've definitely been reminded of it all year long, and hopefully we can do something about it Saturday.
Do you remember the first time you came here as a head coach? I guess it was Trousdale County. Do you remember the first time and kind of what you were going through, the emotions?
Yeah, you know, shoot, man, I was lucky in the fact that I was just kind of so green and brand new to it. You know, that was my 15th game as a head coach. Just coming into MTSU, it was back in Murfreesboro back in the day. And so that was cool. But, yeah, luckily I didn't know what all I know now. You know, it was a whole lot easier back then because I was so dumb and green. I sure didn't know what to expect or what to worry about, you know. And so there's plenty to worry about now that I've been here. I think this is my 10th time.
Oh, Jeff Tyler. Well, I mean, that's the ride you've been on in Oakland and Trousdale County has been fantastic. You don't get there without having great players, but your staff is very important to you. How crucial are they to your success?
Oh, yes. The staff, most of our staff's been together for a long time, and David Watson's doing a great job with our defense. He's a former head coach. I got several former head coaches on the staff. We've got a good group of guys that have, kind of been singing off the same sheet of music for years now. And, any head coach that's given all the praise is living in a fantasy land, because all head coaches that I know are successful are because of the administration, the school support, the community support, and then, of course, they all have great assistant coaches.
Coach Kevin Creasy is with us. The Oakland Patriots, they take on Houston tomorrow night in the state championship. You know, when you were just talking about being green and like the first time doing this, how much have you seen the player evolve since that time? Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the world. Social media, everybody has access to everything. There's more of an emphasis on mental health. So how have you had to kind of evolve and change of how you treat the player on a daily basis as opposed to when you first started coaching?
Yeah, it has changed a lot. You got to be careful. If you make somebody upset, the next day they might be at your rival school playing against you. So that wasn't the case at Trousdale. Back in the day, I don't know, 15 years ago. But things have definitely changed. Everything trickles down from college. So, we've got practice restrictions. We've got concussion protocols. We've got heat restrictions. All that stuff has trickled down, and so has the transfer portal. And I hear there's even people getting NIL deals in high school. So all that stuff is, definitely changed the game. I don't know if it's changed it for the good or not. But I know this. We coach our dudes as hard as we can. We work them as hard as we possibly can. And then we love on them as much as we can. And, if that's not the way you got to do it anymore, then we'll find another occupation. But that's what we've always done, and we've had good success with it. Hopefully those guys know we care about them. And usually when they know that, they'll play their guts out for you.
A few things, Coach, we'll let you go. Jordan James at Oregon, my goodness. I mean, this what he's doing up there, you got to be proud of him.
Oh, yeah. He's one of my all-time favorites, of course. He tore it up in the Blue Cross Bowl a couple years in a row, and then he goes on and does great things with the number one team in the nation. Jordan, last year as an underclassman, we had a guy that was in front of him that ended up in the NFL, but Jordan still averaged more yards per carry. Didn't get as many carries last year, but more yards per carry in the league than any other running back. Of course, they're not in the Pac-12 anymore, so times have gotten a little tougher for him, but he's responded and doing well. And shoot, that guy, he could be playing on Sundays pretty soon.
Oh, absolutely. All right, last one before we go, Coach. I know you like to script your plays, but to show how much you love chasing me, can you script a hook and ladder like your first couple of plays of the game? Do you mind?
Well, I can't lie. I got home late last night, and the last play I saw was hook and ladder, and it didn't work out well for Baylor, so I'm scratching that play tonight.
Oh, okay. All right. But the fact that you thought about it, we'll take that, Coach.
Yes, no problem.
Flea flicker. Just do that. Just go old school. Go the flea flicker for sure. Coach, best of luck tomorrow night. Thanks, as always, for doing this, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks.
Absolutely. Coach Kevin Creasy, Oakland High School, joining us here on the program. They will take on Houston tomorrow in the state title game. Is that tomorrow night?
It is. It is tomorrow night. Hey, coming back, we got to mention something that happened 2 years ago today.
Oh, okay. There you go. We will do that. Coming up next, it is the Chase and the Big Joe Show. Chase and the Big Joe? Chase and Big Joe Show. Join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason downtown at JBJ's Nashville this Sunday for the pregame show from 9:30 to 11:30. They'll break down the Titans' Week 14 matchup against the Jags and give you the latest updates before the game. The pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Sundeck Nashville, Sloan's Motorcycle ATV, and award-winning Blue Note Juke Joint and Blue Note Crossroads Bourbon.